Hey guys, if you want more Girls Next Level tea, behind the scenes, and deep dives, head over to our Patreon page for the exclusive content you can only find there. We have a whole other podcast called Slumber Party with Holly and Bridget. We have the commercial-free, uncensored video version of Girls Next Level, our personal scrapbooks, advice, Q&A, and so much more. I'm up in the comments talking to you guys. It's all the good stuff. We've been doing this for about a year and a half now, so there's a ton of content to binge. So go over to patreon.com/girlsnextlevel to join our Patreon family. We love you guys so much. We'll see you there.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Bridget.
And this
is Girls Next Level.
Welcome back to Girls Next Level podcast, everybody. What did you do last night, Bridget?
Nick and I went to a concert. So he has been wanting to go to this concert forever. It's David Gilmour. He's from Pink Floyd. Uh-huh. And then we just did a Kings game too. And tonight's another Kings game. And they're playing against Vegas.
Knights? Yeah. Oh, so cool.
Yeah. But I think Nick's going to have a friend go with him tonight because I have to pack for Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Things are a whirlwind right now. As you know, I was late today because it's just like, I have to add like an extra 15 minutes to my getting out the door routine just because Louie is so much to take care of and get like situated. And then sometimes I don't know where I'm going to be every night. Like, am I going to be at like my house or my ex-husband's house or the beach house? So I have to like, I have so much junk in my car right now just because I never know what I'm going to need. And yeah. My head is spinning.
Yeah. Can I just say too that I'm really super sad about like Halloween season being over?
Well, it snuck up, and it came and went pretty fast. Like I've said before, like, I didn't really have a chance to do much.
I feel like I did a lot, and as we've talked about before, not my usual stuff, which made it fun and everything. But I do still miss the usual stuff that I didn't get to do, like Not Scary Farm and Queen Mary and stuff like that. But
well, we have our November Queen – well, I don't know when we're going to fit it in. I might not be able to do a November Queen Mary. Maybe an early December Queen Mary jaunt.
I feel like December is fun to be on the Queen Mary because they do stuff for Christmas.
Oh, I didn't even
usually
know. Oh,
hopefully they're cool. Going to bring it back this year, but they do chill. Ooh. They used to do chill, and it's really, really fun. And it feels very, because the ship already feels kind of nostalgic and old-timey, you know, so then you add Christmas to it, and it just feels really cool. And sometimes they have, like, the 1940s, like, singers.
Oh, that's cute.
And they're all, you know, dressed cute.
I love that.
Yeah. So hopefully they had ice skating on the ship before and stuff, so hopefully they bring some of that stuff back.
Awesome.
But yeah, I'm sad. I'm sad that it's over. I'm still doing my best for the fall.
Yeah.
But
we'll figure out some fun traditions for the in-between time. We've been talking about this for the last 2 years of the podcast. We still need to make January a thing, like something cool in January that we can look forward to.
Yes.
So should we get into the episode?
Okay.
This episode is called Calendar Girls. It first aired on April 8th, 2007. That would have been Hef's birthday weekend. We were in Vegas that year. The number one song that week was still Don't Matter by Akon. And some top movies that week were Meet the Robinsons and Disturbia. I haven't seen either of those. Have you?
I'm not sure. I would have to go back and look at what they're about and then know for sure.
But one thing I do know is that everybody was on MySpace. So this episode, as the name implies, is all about us shooting the calendar. And we shot our first calendar in between seasons 1 and 2 of Girls Next Door, which was not covered for the show. And, of course, we all wanted to do a calendar. And I thought, since we were on a hit TV show, this is finally our excuse. So I really pushed to make it happen. And I really took it under my wing as a project. And we only had the budget to do about half of it or so. The other half was, like, old pictures and outtakes from our pictorials. And even though we really took the initiative with, like, the creativity and taking charge of it, we didn't have that first time around as much control as we would have liked because we didn't have any choice as far as, like, the edit.
Yeah.
As far as, like, which actual selects were used for the photos and what was picked for, like, the 6 months that we didn't shoot.
Yeah.
So we were stuck with, like, the drowned rat picture, and you get into it in the episode, but you didn't really love the actual select they picked of your Halloween.
I mean, I love that whole layout and everything, but I look really bug-eyed and weird.
It's just not the individual one you would have chosen from the whole shoot. Yeah.
But some of the photos I really love. Like, I love the 4th of July
one. Oh, don't get me wrong. Like, the ones we were allowed to actually shoot and do. Like, the 4th of July, I think, is my favorite picture of the three of us ever that we've ever taken. That's
I really favorite. Love Cinco de Mayo, too.
The Cinco de Mayo one is cute.
I love the colors in
it. The Valentine's candy store. Come
yes,
on.
Yes.
And we did each get to do, like, one individual. Like, I know mine was Christmas, and I really loved that one. Yours was Halloween. Mm-hmm. What was Kendra's? Was it washing the car? I think it was June and she was washing her car.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
I think that's what it was. But I really love that calendar and I really love this one we're about to do.
Yes.
And now that I was interning at the studio at this time, I kind of felt a little bolder in taking a little more control. Like, I'm really going to head this up. I'm going to, like, cut out the middleman and talk to the people in Chicago because, as we've established before, the actual layout part of Playboy was in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I was talking to the guy in Chicago who was in charge of the calendars and just really getting it going. And, you know, I wanted all of us to be able to choose our final selects to make sure we were really happy with it. And we were shooting this calendar, I think, in late February. I didn't go back to my day planner to look at the exact dates, but it would have been like late February, early March. And you can tell in this episode, there's a lot of Valentine's Day evidence. So I think that's right on track.
Oh, really? For some reason, I thought it was like the end of January, but that probably would have been too early, huh?
Yeah, too early.
So it starts out, we're in Kendra's room, and she pulls out those navy blue sheer underwear again.
And are they the exact same ones from the episode where she's cleaning her room?
It appears to be.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is.
She found them in the Horse Be With You episode.
And she wants to know what they're doing in her drawer, and she heads straight downstairs and asks Carlina why her granny panties are in her drawer, which is funny. And Carlina's like, those are yours. And then she like has this whole scene. She says she threw them out and they're back in her drawer. And then she sees William, who's another butler who we
the
ran
English
into.
English butler, yeah. And we ran into him last year at Halloween Horror Nights. We were eating. You were with somebody getting food and I was sitting down like holding the table. And I heard this voice behind me and I whip around. And I'm like, William?
Yeah.
And I was so excited to see him. And we took a picture. It's on our Patreon. But it was exciting to run into him again.
Yeah. And so she accuses them of being William's underwear.
Yeah.
William says,
head.
They're not mine.
But he's so funny because he goes, I've always trying to been getting into women's underwear, but not this way.
Yeah.
Because she puts them on his head.
Yeah. And then in commentary, I think it's interesting because we are talking about how there are certain butlers who were refusing to be on camera.
Yeah.
And that she always liked to try. Kendra was saying that she always liked to like push certain butlers that didn't want to be on camera and like make them do scenes or whatever. But I remember that Jameson, who was like a regular butler all the time, would not be on camera. And I'm dying to know his reasons for it.
I thought it was because he was a SAG actor or something. And
is that the reason?
Yeah, or at least that's the reason he used. Yeah.
I'm curious if that's all it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he just wasn't feeling it and just kind of used that as an excuse. I'm not sure. Because it was interesting how nobody was really paid for the show. Like, the staff was just expected, like, oh, this is added to your workload kind of a thing. Not that it was, like, extra work, but they weren't compensated for, like, their appearance on the show or, like, the playing along of it and stuff.
Right.
And then Kendra leaves the underwear on the dry erase board, and the underwear will come back to haunt us later in the episode. And then the first scene after the opening.
Oh, wait, one other thing can I say about that, too? William says, in commentary, we joke about how William tells everybody that he's a virgin. And we're like, we think he's just saying that to,
I remember that, to, like, entice somebody.
Yeah.
Do you remember how during the Mean Girls era, I was talking to Mary about Dickie Bann, and she made some comment about, like, he's never been laid, which is just, like, not a real fact, just like something you say is like an exaggeration.
Yeah.
And I repeated that to one of the mean girls and she goes, never been laid. And the next thing I knew, she was like, or appeared to be really intrigued with Dickie Bann. And then later on, after she got kicked out, Dickie Bann told me that allegedly she was sending him emails asking to meet for sex.
Yes. I remember that. And you know what's funny, too, is I'm pretty sure he is not a virgin.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think,
in fact, when I had lunch with him like a year or so ago, and he was telling me about some of his ex-girlfriends. Yeah, so I don't think he's a virgin.
Yeah, I think she was just saying that as like that's his mindset or something like.
Yeah.
So the first scene, speaking of Mary, it's bright, cheery 50s sitcom music, and I'm in Mary's office telling her, but really telling the audience, I'm sure Mary already knew, that I'm starting the calendar shoot, and then I'm talking to the guys in Chicago about it. And I'm wearing this cashmere Gwen Stefani lamb zip-up hoodie. And I really miss that hoodie. It was like a staple.
Aww.
I don't know what happened to it. And I'm saying it's a lot easier to pose by yourself than with two other people, which is true. And I'm talking about the fact that we're going to shoot each month individually. Like we're each going to take 4 months and do that. We're not going to do any group pictures except for the cover. And yeah, it's true. It is easier to get a perfect shot of one person than three. But I don't think that's why we were doing it. We were doing it so we could have room to express our creativity.
Yeah, and our individuality.
Yeah, and to feel beautiful, because I think we all felt like, oh, Hef doesn't think we're good enough to carry a photo on our own. Because for the magazine, we were always a trio.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we shot really well together.
Oh, totally.
And it was very easy for us. But this was just like you said, an opportunity for us to like do something on our own.
Yeah. Run like, wild with our creativity.
Yeah.
And you get to be creative on your own for your months. You don't have to sit there and be like, oh, I really want to do this for January. But do you like it? And do you like it? Like, you don't have to worry about that element. It's just you can do what you want to do.
Right. And who doesn't want to do stuff on their own too? Like,
totally.
Doing group things is totally fun. But you also like to, you know, do something on your own and like come up with something that's totally you.
Especially since we were kind of withheld from doing that for so long.
Definitely.
And I asked Mary to do me a favor and not really advertise this to Hef so much, which obviously this is on camera. I know Hef is going to see it. Clearly he knows we're doing a calendar. He approved the calendar. But I think where I'm coming from with that is more like, let's not talk about this too much with Hef until it's all shot, because he's going to do that thing he always does where it's like he gives you the okay to do something creative, whether it's a party theme or an event or something like that. But then he'll swoop in at zero fucking hour and be like, yeah, I don't like this. You need to switch it to that. And you're like, ah! And you're like devastated because your whole thing you are so excited about is ruined. And then you don't really have time to fix it. And he just like smashed it like a bug.
Yeah.
So like I was trying to avoid that.
Yeah.
I also have eyebrow blindness in this episode, I notice.
Like, what do you mean?
Drawing my eyebrows on so thick, and they're like an upside down V shape, especially in the last scene of this episode.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Eyebrow blindness.
Oh, no. See, I'm not good at like noticing things like that, and I may have eyebrow blindness every day.
No, I tell you.
Okay, good. Okay, and in commentary, I say Mary looks so shocked that you want to keep a secret from Hef. Like, I feel like she like looks like she just is like, oh, how am I going to do that? I can't keep anything from Hef.
Like, well, that is true. It is a big ask, because it's not like she can lie if she's asked.
Right.
But I'm just like, don't advertise. But I think she's playing along for the cameras a little bit too. Like, you know, because that's like, her role. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
So the next scene is I'm visiting you in your room and you're dressed 50s. What was this? You look very Sandy in the last scene of Grease.
Oh, well, I am. But before we go there, can I just say in commentary that you were saying that people were already asking us what we were going to do for a 2009 calendar? And I was like, we're already talking about our 2009 calendar?
Well, that's because we had to shoot it so far in advance. Because what we're shooting in early 2007 is the 2008 calendar.
Right.
So people were, and by the time we're doing commentary, people are already asking, oh, what are you going to do the next time?
Yeah.
So it sounds way far in the future, but they're really only asking about the next calendar.
It did. And I was like, did we even do? But I know we did do a 2009 calendar because I think it's my favorite one. But like, I was like, wait, for a second, I'm like, 2009? Like, we're almost out the door by that
time. Oh, no, we're all out the door by 2009.
You're right.
Yeah, like we're not there anymore. But you have to shoot the calendar so far in advance because they actually start selling calendars like 6 months before the year starts.
So that's kind of crazy. So for the whole year of 2009, there's a calendar with us in it. Like we're the girls next door and stuff, but we weren't the girls next door anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I take that back. We're always the girls next door. But
I still liked it.
But just some of the things that you were talking about, because they kind of pop up in commentary throughout the episode. But one of the things you said is that you want to shoot in the hall in the Playboy studio and you want to be on a swing with all the life-size centerfolds around you.
I wonder why I didn't do that.
I don't know.
On a swing?
But so could, that you could be up it. High with okay. the, you know, on level with all the things around you.
That would have been cute. I think I ended up doing just in my office, though. Like, I did do a studio month, but it was just me in my office.
And it made me think, I love swings, and I think anything involving a swing is totally fun. And I would totally do a photo shoot, like, on swings. In fact, I was thinking—
I'm surprised you haven't.
I know, but
didn't
I was
you
thinking—
you for your circus thing have a swing involved somewhere?
A trapeze.
Okay.
Or, like, no, I did—I think it was the lira, the hoop okay, yeah. that I had on it. But I might have done a trapeze in one of the scenes, too. But I also think it'd be a cute photo shoot for you and I to do, like, on swings.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
In
like a
future.
Big swing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you say you want to do a Marie Antoinette theme. All right. So then the next scene.
So why are you dressed 50s?
Oh, because it was 50s night that night.
Oh, so I haven't put on my poodle skirt outfit yet.
Right.
So this was our 50s night buffet that never got shown.
Yes. And in commentary, you're like, you ask me, why are you dressed like that? I'm like, because it was 50s night. And you're like, they didn't use the 50s night footage. What is wrong with you guys? And we talk about some of the stuff we did. And it told, I don't understand why it didn't make it to the scenes.
Or why is it not a deleted scene? I guess if it's.
Well, maybe it is. I didn't watch them.
I guess if it's not even considered enough to possibly be in the show, they wouldn't waste their time cutting it. But still, that sucks.
Yeah, but we talk about how we did drag races on those cruising coolers.
Oh, my God. And you know what else? I don't think we have pictures of any of that either, because I think I have one picture from that night, and that's how I know I wore the poodle skirt thing. But it's just us standing there in the outfits. It's not like...
I don't think I have any pictures from that night.
Just so you guys know, like, we post our scrapbook photos, like, our scrapbooks and, like, our personal photos that we took and stuff on Patreon. But then as things get busier and busier, like, into season three, we're not taking as many pictures because we're on camera. And then Hef's personal photographer isn't, she kind of like pieced out a little bit at that point. Like, yeah. I don't have as many things in my scrapbooks or my accordion files as I used to.
No, I have keepsakes and memorabilia things, but mm-hmm. my pictures are like depleted.
And it's a shame because those are the best years. Like, I have so many. I have a picture of every mundane second of the day during the Mean Girls era, but like not the best time at the mansion, which is a shame.
It is a shame. I would love to get in there and get copies of those.
So I'm asking you about your February shoot. And this is where we see some Valentine's evidence is you're showing off some lingerie that Hef got us for Valentine's Day. And you're like, I'm going to wear this.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So we already had it. You know what? When they pan into the room, too, you in commentary, you say you hate that shot of like the outside because there's moss on a tile outside.
Holy guacamole, I was paying attention.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, there was? And you're like, yeah. And I said, well, what don't you like about that? Because I kind of love when, like, houses have, like, moss or even just rocks or trees have moss growing on it. And you said it looks like the house isn't being well-maintained.
Yeah, you know what? I was really protective of the house because I felt like one thing that people would rip on a lot, even sometimes like celebrity party guests would like go on late night shows and talk about it, is they would talk about like how gross the mansion was. And that always like hurt my feelings so much. And it made me feel like protective of Hef. It's like when your friend has food in their teeth or something. You want to just step in and tell them or do something.
Yeah.
And I was really oversensitive about like anything not being right with the house.
Yeah. So we're talking about the calendar.
I'm saying one thing I didn't like about last year's calendar was that we did it so last minute. We had to choose outtakes from our pictorial, which we did. But what they're showing in the show is not outtakes from our pictorial. They show Drowned Rat.
Yes, of course.
Which is not from our pictorial. And then they show a shot of us, the Cinco de Mayo shot that we actually shot for last year's cup.
Yeah.
So that's not an outtake either. So they weren't really paying attention.
I was thinking that too.
And then I say I'm concerned about the calendar not being consistent. And when I think back on that now, I'm surprised because it's like Arnie's shooting it. It's Playboy style. Of course it's going to be consistent. But I'm watching myself back and I can tell I really am concerned. Do you know what I was thinking? Did I confide in you?
You mentioned this throughout the whole episode. You say it probably, I don't know, maybe four times throughout the episode. I just want it to be consistent. I'm looking for it to be consistent. And my guess is, and I feel like this was the reason, is because the year before it was so inconsistent with like shots.
You're right.
Like just that was literally just a camera shot, like a regular
the
camera
drown
shot.
The Drowned Rat one. Yeah, it looked
stupid. And so they were all so inconsistent in quality and style and everything.
Yes. So I'm probably hammering that home because that was my argument in being able to even do all that anyway.
Yeah.
But I wonder too, just from today's perspective, looking back and seeing how concerned, do you think I was concerned at all that like Kendra was going to go rogue and do something weird? Although I don't know what that would be because Arnie's doing the shoot. They're at the studio or the mansion and it's the whole Playboy team. So you know it's going to be quality.
I don't know.
I just feel I'm seeing in my face on the screen, there's something there. There is something I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
And maybe I just haven't been at the studio long enough to trust the process, but I'm concerned about something.
Or maybe somebody did say something like, maybe Kendra did like put out an idea that it was like, oh, that would be like totally weird because the whole rest of it wouldn't make sense for the whole rest of the calendar. I don't remember her saying that, but maybe there was something like that going on.
Yeah. And in one of your confessional interviews, here's more Valentine's evidence. It's a very Valentine confessional background. There's like bouquets of red roses. There's something beneath the bouquets that looks like Valentine's. I don't know if there really are. And there's the Hef bear and the bunny bear that we got for Valentine's Day.
So that probably just is the same interview they used when we do the Valentine episode.
I think so, yeah.
That was probably the theme of that interview. But then they asked me other things too that got put in here.
So you can see the evidence of Valentine's Day all around.
Yeah. And then I ask you if you know what Kendra's going to do. And it has to give a funny face. But I think it was just cutting you off mid-sentence that face. But it's funny.
Yeah,
it's
And they cut into her going into Hef's room and saying she's going to switch it up and do something Hef likes.
Before we get into it, do you think it's weird? Hef's sitting on the bed and he's going through some paperwork. And she knocks on the door and he yells, come in. Because we didn't really knock on the master bedroom door.
Yeah, it was usually you guys would open and there were bells hanging from the doorknob on the inside. So you could always hear when somebody was coming and people go, honey.
Yeah.
Like that's how it was. It wasn't that. But I think it's because it's the show. I think everybody gets a little stilted and weird and maybe not doing their normal thing.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. I mean, sometimes I might, as I'm opening it, go knock, knock or something like that, you know, but like, we didn't really knock and wait for a come in. He would never hear it typically.
Totally. Yeah, it's just because it was the show, I think. Like, I think if they say, Kendra, knock on the door, she'll knock on the door without even thinking, is this what I would normally do?
Yeah.
You know?
And of course, they have to warn Hef that the cameras are coming in. Mm-hmm. They have to mic him and stuff. So he knows the scene is about to happen. But I was just like, wait, this isn't how it would normally go down.
Before we go any further in this scene, because I think I might call this episode the Pick Me episode. Do you know what a pick me girl is? Or what do you think of when you hear the term pick me girl?
Well, I did not know what it was, but we have talked about it on this podcast before and I've seen people use it. So I think I have an idea, but I feel like you should explain it too.
Okay, well, I don't know what everybody's idea of a pick me girl is, but what I think of it, or when I first heard the term, what I saw it applied to is like a girl who is like, and I'm not like the other girls. I'm just one of the guys because she wants guys to think she's cool and guys to like her. And people usually use Kendall Jenner as the example. Like, you know, I just like drinking beer. I don't really like wearing makeup. I just like watching sports or something like that. And of course, because of that, people use Kendra as an example of that a lot. And nothing wrong with that if that's stuff you're actually into and it's authentic. Like, I'm not trying to drag people who are into that stuff or anything. I'm just saying that's what I think of. That's what I thought the definition of pick me was. But then I see comments and things and people using it in different ways. So I don't know if that's what it really means. Because like, for example, on the Canceled podcast, Brooke is always talking about how people are always saying she's a pick me. And I don't think of her as a pick me at all. So clearly people have a different idea of what it is than I have an idea of what it is. What do you think it is?
I know the definition that you were saying, and that's the way I've heard it explained and everything. But I just, I feel like it's a girl who is not a girly girl and wants to be like the chosen one in every situation, in every room. She wants to stand out, but not in the same way all the other girls are, in her own way. And that sounds like a really positive thing, but it's sort of done in a negative way.
Because you're undermining the other people. That's what it's really about, I think, when it comes to pick me.
Yeah, and it all stems from like wanting to be chosen, which of course everybody wants to feel chosen and picked and stuff, but it's like kind of it becomes their number one thing. So, like, shaking your booty and dressing extra, extra sexy. And there's nothing wrong with doing those things. But when you're doing it to try and get somebody's attention or be the chosen one, I think is where it turns into a pick me girl.
Yeah, when you're doing it to kind of, like, make everybody else disappear.
Right. Because there's not you for some reason they feel like there's not enough room for everybody to be sexy or everybody to be chosen or everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that scarcity rule, too. Like, totally. If you're beautiful, then I can't be beautiful.
Yeah.
There's not room for both of us to be beautiful. Like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, so then I have to be more beautiful because, you know, you can't be beautiful, too. Like, it's just weird.
You know what I think my pick me tendency is? And I don't think this is how usually what people think of as pick me, but this is what I think my pick me tendency is. And it's not to make people like me. It's like, I'm just so like this. But it's like, I'm one of those people who's like, I liked it before it was cool.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Which I think comes from like being a teenager in the 90s in the Pacific Northwest. That's such a thing. But I'm one of those people who is very much like, I was into it before it was cool. Or I liked it first.
I do that on some things, too. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's definitely things that I feel like I was looked at as weird about, like loving Halloween as much as I do and ghost and hunting and things
so
like
mainstream.
That. Mm-hmm. And even decorating like I did for Halloween and stuff. Like, it just wasn't normal back then. Mm-hmm. I had a Halloween tree back at the mansion, you know, like a Halloween Christmas tree outside my door. Like, it's just something that people didn't do then. And it looked people thought it was weird and like over the top and, oh, she's, you know, quirky or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now it's like a common, totally common thing.
Yeah.
Ghost hunting, Halloween, decorating a Halloween tree, like all of it is like totally common. And there's other things like that. So I get that way a little bit. Like, wait, I did that before.
Totally.
And now it's like a popular thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get that a little bit too.
But there's a couple reasons I call this the pick me episode, because another way of thinking about pick me is just that you're so desperate for approval and you're doing something big to get like a guy's attention or something. And I feel like that manifests a couple ways in this episode. One, with like what Kendra's about to do. And two, because I feel like we're doing this calendar very much because it's something we want to do. We want to be creative. We want to feel sexy, self-actualization. But the plot they have for me and the way they Frankenbite me is I'm only doing this because I want Hef to love it and I really want to impress Hef.
Mm.
Which it's like, if I wanted to impress Hef, I would sit in the corner and never have an idea in my life and just be waiting to be summoned for things and maybe go out shopping all day. Like, he doesn't give two fucks if we're doing a calendar. He'd probably rather me not be asking to do these things.
Well, and Kendra's plot line turns into pleasing Hef too.
100%. So Kendra makes a very against type choice to do a look that is like to impress Hef, an old Hollywood Mae West theme. And do you have any theories on why she chose that? Because I don't think she ever said to us or said. It just seemed very out of the blue and random.
Well, she says, for this calendar, I wanted everybody to see a different side of me.
But that's not a side of her.
But it's not a side of her. And my guess is how this went down is she was talking to Mary. She doesn't know what to do for the calendar. And Mary says, why don't you do something that Hef would love, something old Hollywood? And she's like, what would that be? I don't know. Like, who? I don't, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't have an idea. And Mary probably said, how about Mae West? And then had to describe to her who Mae West was and give her some of the one-liners and tell her, like, kind of the things that Mae West, how she acted and the things that she said and why that's a good fit possibly for Kendra.
Oh, you're 100% right about, because Mary was the one who said Mae West. Because Kendra doesn't know who any old Hollywood stars are beyond, like, Marilyn Monroe or somebody that everybody would know.
Right.
But I heard it was Kendra's idea to do the old Hollywood thing, because, like, to impress Hef. But then she went to Mary because she's like, but who should I do? Like, what should I do? And Mary picked Mae West because Mae West is, like, funny and sassy and stuff.
So my theory was half right.
Yeah. But why do you think she picked it?
Picked old Hollywood?
Yeah.
Absolutely, just to impress Hef.
Yeah.
And to do something that he, like, because it's totally the antithesis of everything else that she's doing. And, like the Christina Aguilera, the, you know, like, the motorbike, that, you know, everything else she's doing is like so not old Hollywood glam.
She's doing something and saying she's doing something because she like wants to impress Hef or make Hef like it. And just nobody, I feel like nobody thinks anything of it. But I have like old Hollywood is like one of my special interests. It was probably my first special interest mm-hmm. ever besides like Disney. And I feel like throughout the years, so many people have accused me of like pretending to like things to make Hef like me. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I watched one of the season 6 Girls Next Door episodes with commentary on, and the twins were being really nice, and Crystal, probably no one's surprised, was being very bitchy through the whole thing. And there's an episode where I go to the Palms and Hef and the girls are there for Hef's birthday. And Hef and I are talking about an old movie. And the twins are like, oh my God, she knows so much about old movies, da, da, da. And then Crystal goes, or pretends to. And I'm like, fuck you, Crystal, just because you pretend to like shit you don't like. And that's your whole personality or lack yeah. thereof. And it pisses me off because that's something that's genuine that I've been into since I was a kid, and everybody like accuses me of faking it. And I don't know. I don't know why I get such a bad rap for that. But like, but it's funny because when Kendra goes in and goes, oh, I think I'm going to do something that I think you are like. Did you notice Hef goes, huh? Like he's like prepared not to like it. Hey. Oh my God. We have the funniest person outside our door. I wish I could show you guys.
Yikes.
So after Hef goes, huh, like a croaking frog, and she says she's thinking of doing Mae West, and in the show it's completely passed off as this being her idea, even though we know Mary told her to do it. And I don't think Kendra even knew who Mae West was or anything before.
I can't imagine that she did.
That.
Unless we had just recently watched a movie with Mae West.
But she didn't ever watch the old movies.
It's true. She didn't. I do have something in my notes, though, uh-huh. As to kind of what you were talking about earlier. I just put, I wonder, this is just me thinking because it's mm-hmm. just kind of in parentheses in my notes. But I was wondering, like, if Kendra wanting to do something different and show a different side of herself, so she says, I wonder if that was, if they're trying to like contrast that with you saying you're looking for consistency in the calendar, because it's kind of like the Maybe. Outlier.
Yeah.
Like everything else is kind of consistent with our personalities and everything. And then all of a sudden we have this one thing that's not consistent.
Yeah.
And then maybe that's why they keep hammering home you saying, I just want this to be consistent. I'm looking for consistency. You know, I don't know. It was just a thought I had.
And they insert clips of Mae West. And the reason they can do that is because Fox at that time owned the Mae West catalog. And Kevin, since Prometheus, his production company, was a subsidiary of Fox, he could use that stuff for free. And he loved it when he could use stuff for free. So he went yeah. to town with the Mae West footage yeah. in this. And then they cut to a confessional of Kendra. And she says, Mae West is like an old, fat, old-fashioned version of me. And I was watching this episode on YouTube because I left my DVD player in Vegas and I have the captions on, but they censor where she says old and fat. They just write, the way they write it out is Mae West is like an old fashioned version of me. Isn't that interesting?
It is. But when I was watching it, I was wondering, did she mean to say fat?
100%. She talks about it in commentary.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was thinking maybe she just, you know, like slip of the tongue, like meant to say old fashioned, but it came out old fatch. And it, like she was going to, you know what
it
I mean?
Does like, say it does kind of sound wrong. Like a stutter. I can see that. But no, she said old fat, old fashioned version of me. And I know because I remember being in commentary and maybe they cut it out and didn't keep it in. I don't know. But she said she got flack from people for saying fat and like apologized in the commentary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I did listen to it with commentary on and I think they took it out because...
Because I remember being in that commentary booth and her saying that.
Because when she says that, in commentary, I say, Kendra knows who Mae West is?
Yeah.
So I'm joking with her yeah. about it, about not knowing to her. So this is not like anything we're saying like behind her back or anything like that. Uh-huh. Like I say it in commentary, you know who Mae West is?
Yeah.
Joking around with her. So
I love the spider web cape that Mae West is wearing in the clips.
I make a huge deal out of that in commentary.
It's
one
of my favorite pieces from just old Hollywood in general. It's so cool.
Yes. It's amazing. And then I thought it was interesting too that Hef, they're still in Hef's room and he tells Kendra that his parents wouldn't let him or Keith mm-hmm. go to Mae West movies, and that made him love her all the more.
Yeah, his mother especially was very, very strict.
So he tells Kendra, you'll make a wonderful Mae West. And I think that if, you know, you were going to pick somebody for Kendra, that's probably the right character if you're going to pick an old-fashioned movie star. But still, nobody's talking about how it's like sort of your thing. Like, what if like all of a sudden you were going to do a sports thing?
Yeah, like I'm not going to lie. It bugs me. Yeah. Because like if I was like, I really want to impress Hef. So what's the one sport Hef is into? Boxing. And even though I'm not sporty at all, I'm going to do a whole boxing calendar. Like I can just picture myself getting to set and Arnie be like, shouldn't Kendra be doing the go? Like everybody would think that was such a stretch and such a desperate pick me move.
Yeah.
But like we were talking about a couple episodes ago, I always felt very like I could only be one thing or like I'd be in trouble for it or like Hef would get rude with me or something. And I felt like at the mansion, other than maybe like Disney stuff, like old Hollywood was really the only kind of category I could be like creative in or anything. And I do feel like it's a little bit weird because I feel like the three of us, because of the environment we were in, we were always very careful not to step on each other's things most of the time.
Yeah.
Like that would have been like me, like, you know what, Bridget, you've already done Halloween for two. I think I'm going to do the spooky one for October. Like I would never do that.
Yeah.
And I would also never like be like, you know what, I'm going to do baseball. Because that would be Kendra's thing. Like, I just felt like I thought up until that point that it was kind of like mutually understood that we were kind of like giving each other the space to like kind of have your thing. Because it's rough to be considered a clone all the time, 24/7. And we want to feel special and individual.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like, it was our time to show our individuality, but not like take somebody else's individuality and make it our own.
Yeah.
And a little bit of the hair oil to fight the frizz. And it's been amazing. The leave-in conditioner is multitasking. It detangles, it hydrates, and it fights frizz for every hair type on your list. And then the detox shampoo, what I was just talking about, it cleanses product buildup, hard water deposits, dirt, oil, and other impurities. And it's safe for all hair types as well, including color-treated or keratin-treated hair and Brazilian blowouts.
Tis the season to get away and save. Save 15% off site-wide when you give the gift of Way. Whether the person on your list has fine, medium, or thick hair, or even multiple hair concerns, Way has got you. Get on your way to save for the holidays. Go to theouai.com for 15% off site-wide and enter promo code NEXTLEVEL. That's theouai.com for 15% off with code NEXTLEVEL.
So the next scene, moving on, is they cut to the studio where I'm shooting my first scene, which is a winter scene in a hot tub.
I love it.
Because I always love the Playboy winter shoots. Yeah. Like the Karen McDougal, yes, and the Stacey Fuson. Yes. I just thought they were so pretty. Mm-hmm. And I love like the blue color of the background. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because in confessional, I say, I'm not really so concerned with the months I get, but I love the Playboy winter shoot. So I wanted to do winter. But of course we were concerned with the months we got. We picked our months very specifically. Like Kendra and I both wanted our birthdays. You always wanted Halloween. And the other months we divided up based on what themes we wanted to do that made sense. So the fact that I'm saying that, they must have asked me something like, oh, did you shoot winter so you could get your month? Not knowing that we picked our months between us before. Yeah. I don't know, because it's a weird thing for me to say.
I thought it was weird too, but I took it as that maybe you were just saying, well, it didn't have to be January. You know what I mean?
Like just it could have been.
Yeah, like
Christmas.
Yeah, you could do wintry themed in February too.
Totally. Yeah.
But I was already doing Valentine's for that. So it didn't matter to you if it was December or January or February or whatever, but like you wanted to do a winter themed one. So whatever month you wanted to, you know what I mean? Like I feel like that's where you were going with it.
I think that makes sense.
But I love this whole setup. But what I really love
is how comfy the hot tub is. What an amazing shoot day.
That's not what I was going to say, but I'm glad it was because I totally thought it was going to be cold too.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time that day.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is what I really love is the next one you did.
Yes. Oh, before we move on, I do want to say that the suit I was wearing in that shoot, this was when we were working on potentially doing a Playboy swimwear line and they had given us the samples and that was one of mine. Like I wanted it to look like a nude suit with just like rhinestones. And they didn't end up doing the swimwear shoot, but they did steal one of my designs and use it for the regular Playboy swimwear line, which I don't care, but give me credit. Like, at least say I did it. That was so rude.
So I found the drawings for the three, I think it was three of them, three Bridget swimsuits.
Uh-huh. What do they look like? I don't remember.
Well, one of them is fully, I feel like, a ripoff of your, was it your Versace one in the season one?
Did you not draw your designs?
I don't know, but it's gold and it's like one piece, but like, and it says like Bridget, Hollywood Bridget or something like that. And I was like, this is weird because this is totally a Holly one. But then weird. The other ones are totally me. Like, they're polka dot with ruffles, yeah. And, like, they're totally my designs. But that one, I was like, why is this in my – and it says my name. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Do you think somebody from licensing, like, did a third one? I can't imagine you not wanting to do all three of your designs, though.
I know. That's really strange. I'll have to bring them in so you can look at them and see what your thoughts are on it, too.
I remember
– I'll post them on Patreon, too, so all of you guys can, like, check it out as well.
And then they show me shooting my January photo, which was my favorite. You know, when I was on Trisha's podcast, she asked me, what was your favorite shoot you ever did for Playboy? And I'm like, oh, I think the last one that I did at the Los Angeles Theater. But this was my favorite set. You know, I'm a huge fan of like the set building they did at Playboy. And this was like a Alaskan 1890s gold rush theme. And mm-hmm. I love this set so much. It's so fucking cute. I love the look. Yeah. I love everything about it.
I love your hair. I like the what you're wearing. I love it too.
Like if I had a centerfold, that would be my centerfold, I think. Like I love it so much. And I put a hidden puffin in it, of course, because puffin is my nickname for Hef. And I'd used that the year before in my December shoot. And you know, this bitch loves an Easter egg.
Yes.
So I hid the puffin. And I say in confessional that every calendar I'm going to have a hidden puffin. But I think I dropped the ball on the last year.
Oh, did you?
Because I'm trying to think. I don't think I had a hidden puffin. I mean, maybe I did. I'd have to go look at the calendar, but I don't think I did it the last year. I was a little checked out that last year, though.
Well, and in commentary, we talk about how we went to Alaska and didn't see any cool taverns like that.
Yes! And my third look is out by the mansion pool. I just wanted to do like a generic by the pool at the mansion fantasy look.
Like glamorous.
Like a bucket of champagne. And my Versace swimming suit.
You say a funny thing in commentary here, too. You say that Tiffany Fallon showed up to that shoot, and you guys poured champagne for everyone, and the crew said they could not drink it, or they would be in trouble. And you mimicked Mo's voice and said that you're the boss and they can drink, or something like that.
Oh, my God. I bet I did. You know what's funny is Tiffany Fallon told me this funny story about when she was shooting her Playmate of the Year shoot. Something happened where Marilyn got pissed and didn't like a suggestion somebody else made. And she goes, she like stormed off set. And before she stormed off set, she goes, well, then you do it and you do it and you do it. And that's one of those things that gets stuck in my head like an echolalia. It's just for years and years, 20 years later, it's still playing in my head. And I ended up saying that. I think sometimes I'll be playing with my kids or doing something with my kids and they'll be like, no, 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 mom. And I go, well, then you do it and you. And it's turned into a thing. And now my kids say it.
Oh,
and
no.
It's like nobody knows where this came from. And it's just like lore that's like baked in two generations later.
That's funny.
Next time I see Tiffany, I have to tell her that.
And then in this, while in commentary right here, Kendra all of a sudden just drops this like thing to you and says, I know somebody that has a crush on you, Holly.
I think I know who she means.
Really?
Because it was always the same person.
She keeps mentioning it throughout this episode. And she's like, I can't tell you till it's over. I can't tell you till it's over. And you're asking her questions about it. And I think I bring it up in here, but she keeps like saying, I can't tell you till it's over. And I'm dying to know who it was.
It's a basketball player. And cuts to me saying, I want this year's calendar to be consistent. I want it to reflect all of our personalities. And then I get either Frankenbited or wild line to say, but what I really want is to impress Hef. And look, I do want Hef to like the calendar for more than one reason. One, I want it to get approved.
Yeah.
Two, I want him to see that I'm capable and like my work so I can continue working at the studio. And three, he's my significant other. Of course, I want him to like it.
Yeah.
But this is not why we're doing the calendar.
Right.
So it kind of bugs me that that's a thing because it's really just us wanting to be creative and self-actualizing.
Yes.
So I'm frankenbited into being very pick me here. Like, I'm doing this whole thing just to impress Hef.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Yeah. Well, I thought you looked good in all of those.
Thanks.
I thought you looked amazing in all three of them. And I didn't realize, I put, interesting note, they only showed three of the setups, but then we do get tier four setup later. But
I do want to note, because next week I'll be talking about this as a theme, they show my first three setups and they're going off without a hitch. It's back to back, it's hyper efficiency going off without a hitch.
Yeah.
So remember that for next week.
Okay.
Next scene is you and Crystal Camden arriving at the studio. Tell us about your Valentine's shoot.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's all about chocolate for me.
Right?
What I wanted, you know, the whole heart-shaped bed, the whole Valentine's lingerie and stuff. And what I wanted was like one of those, like, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they have like these huge boxes of chocolates. And they're so extravagant.
Like you
and
could
crazy.
Even sit in it.
Practically. Yeah. Like they're just giant. And I just thought that'd be so fun and so over the top. So that's why I keep talking about this giant Halloween candy box Valentine candy box. And I didn't end up finding one that was that big like that, but I brought in, you know, whatever I could find that so different ones. And they were different colored reds and stuff. So I brought in different boxes of them to see which one goes best with the set, or do we want a couple of them or whatever. So that's why there's so much chocolate and so many heart-shaped boxes, not because I need to eat all this chocolate or want it all about chocolate, but I like to have things to play with or to do. So having the chocolate in my hand or the ribbon like we end up doing a little bit later, like all of that stuff is fun for me and gives me things to like play with and concentrate on for the photo shoot. And so it's not just like, you know.
And then we're standing there, me and you, and we're looking at the bed that they're setting up. And you only see us from the back. You say something. And then I hear my voice, which I think this might be a wild line, saying, I'm glad I chose that. Because you say something like, I like the bed. And I say, I'm glad I chose that.
Yeah.
But first of all, I can't imagine that even in the LA prop houses, there was more than one heart bed. And two, if the set builders were saying, oh, you have a choice of this and this, there's no way I wouldn't have asked you which one you wanted. Because even though I might be like directing the bird's eye view of this calendar, like the individual months were about what we wanted and what each girl would make her happy. You know, it's not like I'm saying what you have to pick. So I felt like that was weird. And do you think they Frankenbited or wildlined that in just to make it look like I was doing a little more than I was?
I think, well, possibly that. But I thought that they Frankenbited it in because they wanted it to make it look like you were like maybe micromanaging or like
butting in.
Kind of.
I'm glad I chose that.
Yeah, that's exactly why I think that they were doing it. Because, yeah, I talk about how much I love the bed. And then, yeah, you're like, oh, glad I chose that for you. So it makes it look like, you know.
Yeah, weird. So then you're getting your hair and makeup done. And I have to say, this episode and this calendar shoot has some of my favorite looks for all three of us. Like, I love my gold rush look. I love your hair like this. And then there's a couple shoots that Kendra does later that I think is like the best she's ever looked. So it's some of my favorite pictures of all three of us.
That's interesting. I do like my hair, but I will say I do hate myself in red lipstick. And I don't know how much of a choice I had in that situation, because I do say I'm going to wear red lipstick because, I mean, everything's red. So I feel like it might look weird to have like a pink lipstick or a different color. Maybe it wouldn't have, but I don't like myself in it. And maybe I just haven't found the right shade. There's so many shades
of red.
Well,
I think not everybody's a red lipstick person. Like, I think it looks really good, but if it's not what you're feeling, you're never gonna like it.
I want to like it, and I want to like do that, those pin-up-y looks and stuff, but every time I do it, I'm just like, I don't like it. Yeah, but it looks so good on everybody else.
I think it looks good on you. I think you're just not feeling it.
Maybe.
And it's so funny because Crystal says you look so different. And you go, that's because I'm 40s, meaning 1940s style. But I say, oh, I thought you were going to say that's because I'm 40. And we're all like laughing and cringing. And that's so funny to see, because obviously I'm in my 40s now. And it's so funny to see us when we're younger, like, ew, 40. No, not yet. Thank God, not yet.
Yeah. But it did sound like I was going to say because I'm 40.
Yeah.
It totally sounded like that. In commentary, we say that Hef didn't even recognize me in that look. When he first saw me come on camera, he was like, who is that?
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so I just wanted it to be like all decadent and everything. And of course, that means all chocolate.
And they're just focusing way too much on the chocolate. Way too much. And then they also show Arnie looking vaguely disgruntled. Like, they keep cutting back to some disgruntled faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's doing that on all of our shoots. And I can tell you the exact times, although the cameras aren't cutting to him looking disgruntled. And it's not like he's annoyed with us or like we always had a great time shooting with him. It's just, you know, everybody has their resting bitch face moments. And then, you know, he's serious about what he's doing and he's noticing things on camera. So if you need something changed, he needs it changed. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, when I'm doing my Gold Rush shoot, there's a time when I'm talking about how this is the most bare of all my looks. The other ones are going to be much more demure. And the reason I'm saying that is because Arnie's like, because I'm in a thong and I end up shooting the picture so you only see like the side of my butt. You don't see like ass. And I know I'm explaining that because Arnie expressed concern that like you only have a corset on your waist, you have nothing on your boobs and nothing on your ass. Mm-hmm. But they don't show Arnie saying any of that. And we'll get to it later, but they make it look like a real issue that Arnie has to deal with because you have the same element later on.
Yeah.
So I just want to make note, and it's about dumb stuff like, hey, can I get a gold ribbon on the candy box? But they just make it look like,
ugh, yeah,
you know.
Well, I feel like, so they had me going on and on about the chocolates, and I'm telling Yachty, who's the stylist, about how I was trying to look for the biggest chocolate box, mm-hmm, and stuff. Like, I'm just making conversation with her and telling her about, like, the set and the style and the what I was going for and stuff. And then they have her, and I don't even know if it was her voice, but they have her go, oh, really? Like, just, like, very annoyed and like, yeah, uninterested.
And that's not how Yachty was at all.
Yeah, and I don't even think it was her voice. But I felt like they were just going on and on about the chocolate boxes and everything as if I'm going to be eating all this chocolate later. And it's not just there for a prop.
Right.
Yeah, and then, like, there's some other things that they do. And I've been noticing this in, like, so many different photo shoots. They always show me making, like, this ugly, ugly face. And they are doing it a million times in this scene, too.
Do you think they want you to look like you're not happy with how this is going? Or, like, you're butting heads with Arnie? Do you think that's what they're going for?
I feel like in a lot of the photo shoots that we do, including this one, they're trying to make it seem like I'm not quite to par with everybody else. Like, I don't quite have what it takes.
Oh,
I make ugly faces, overweight, depending on the, not necessarily all in this scene, but I'm right. Just saying, like, in what I see coming out, that I can't do the poses right, the photographer is getting frustrated with me, Marilyn gets frustrated with me, like, I never am quite on it like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah, just almost like I don't really deserve that I'm here and doing this.
Yeah.
Is kind of how I feel like it is looking. And it just bothers me so much because they always show me making this ugly face. And part of it is me trying to, like, make a serious face and not always be smiling because they always ask for, okay, not so smiley now or whatever. And I'm not good at doing that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a very smiley person.
Yeah.
And it's better for me. But obviously, all of my photos aren't like that, or we would never find a good one.
Totally, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, but that's all the face they like to show on all of these photo shoots. And that is also annoying me. Like, it's crazy. I noticed it back at the time, but now I'm really seeing it.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, so frustrating to me.
No, I feel that because that's how I feel about my resting bitch face being used as like an eye roll or yes. A hater look or something like that.
Yeah.
So before we wrap, let's talk about your cowboy scene.
Also, wait, before we talk about that one too, in commentary, we're still talking about like what we would do for future calendar scenes. Uh-huh. And you asked Kendra, and Kendra says she wants to do like a sunset at the beach, like hot and wet and like all golden and everything.
I think that's what turned into her portion of our final pictorial because she wanted to do like golden hour at the beach, Sports Illustrated style.
Yeah. And I say I want to do a slipper bathtub with all bubbles and stuff. And of course, another scary photo shoot. And yeah. I do end up doing the bathtub scene the next time around. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a slipper tub. Was it?
Okay. When you said slipper tub, and I've just corrected myself, I pictured a fucking shoe. And when you first said slipper tub, I thought, well, of course you never did that because there's no just shoe tub lying around. You didn't have time to commission that. So a slipper tub is like a clawfoot tub that kind of slopes on top. Okay.
It does sort of resemble a shoe shape.
Back to reality, Holly.
But that would be a cute theme too. Like I would love to do a theme like that, like one of those Poconos hotels with like the martini glass tub or the sunken heart-shaped tubs or all the carpet around.
Did you know that that last major Poconos hotel like closed
recently? I heard, yeah. Sad. It's really sad. I want to open one.
Oh, that would be fun.
And you say you want to do Moulin Rouge theme.
Oh, shit. I didn't. See, we're uncovering all this shit we didn't get to do. Like when people ask us, what did you not get to do for a photo shoot? I don't know. I think we did it all. But I'm like, shit, we didn't do that. Shit, we didn't do that. Yeah. Shit.
And then the other, you also say Jean Harlow's bedroom.
I did do that for the next year because I think I might have taken Valentine's the next year. But mine was like all white satin sheets with like the monogrammed initials.
Yeah. And it just reminded me, remember when we would watch those old classic movies and they'd like go into the woman's bedroom and all like the satin curtains. And
it's
like
the Jean Harlow dinner at eight bedroom.
All right. So now the next one is my cowgirl setup.
What inspired cowgirl?
Probably that stupid little horse I had.
Yeah.
But I always love that kind of look. Mm-hmm. Like, I think cowgirl's cute.
Like a 50s pink cowgirl.
Yeah, like, you know, pigtails and cowboy hat and, yeah, the whole pinup thing of it, freckles and everything. And I had that stick pony. I forget if I'd why I got that, but I had that pony. And I thought it was so cute. And what I loved about it most is that it actually like made that, and I demonstrated it in the interview, but it made the click clock noise.
Oh, cute.
Of like the horse, right? And it did the little neighing of the horse too.
Have you seen the real life competitions they have for hobby horse riders?
And now it's a thing.
What
yes.
is that?
I know.
So strange.
But I thought this set was super cute. They went all out.
Oh, I love the set. It's really cute.
If you guys don't remember, it's like hay bales and wagon wheels and I mean, it's really, really cute. I feel like they went all over the top for this. And
I love your faux freckles.
Me too.
And you can see Joyce Benelli in the background, who is a makeup artist that we're starting to work with around this time. And she's a really fun character.
Yes. And then Arnie wants to take the pony out. And that's the other thing. Like, they make it seem like I'm pushing for certain things, but they don't work. And Arnie needs to take them out. Like, the chocolate boxes aren't working. Let's move it to just a ribbon. And the pony isn't working. Let's get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
But they have me talking all about this pony as if it's, like, the end-all be-all of the photo shoot or whatever. And I just don't like the vibe it's giving me.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And they also play plodding music in this scene, which is another note I have.
Yeah, because they're trying to create this drama that there wasn't any drama. Like, I had so much fun shooting this.
Yeah,
there
totally.
Was no drama going on. We shot it fast. There were no glitches. Like, it was fun.
Yeah, I think all of our calendar scenes went off without a hitch.
Like, I was happy with it. But in an interview, I do say, I've got a gun in my hand and don't mess with me.
Yeah. So we will see you next week to wrap this episode up, talk about our conflicts in the episode and all that good stuff. If you'd like more content, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/girlsnextlevel. Check out our merch at girlsnextlevel.shop. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye guys.